From the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk, I'm Dave Tindall. Anthony Edwards had 26 points and 9 assists, and the Minnesota Timberwolves shot 21 of 41 from three-point range to trounce the slumping Milwaukee Bucks last night, 129-105. Karl Anthony Towns scored 19 points. Mike Conley added 18 as the Wolves spoiled new Bucks coach Doc Rivers' home debut. Rivers opened his Milwaukee coaching tenure with a five-game West Coast trip in which the Bucks went 1-4. Milwaukee's Damian Lillard missed a second straight game, and Chris Middleton was also out because of their sprained ankles. A.J. Green scored a career-high 27 points for the Bucks. Rivers said he was pleased with the way the second unit fed Green when he had the hot hand.
And then you get dispirited. I was really proud of the second unit guys. They came in and fought, burned minutes at the same time, and showed some things. I mean, obviously, A.J. was amazing tonight. But really, what I was really happy about was that all the other guys knew that he had it going, and those are the guys that hadn't been playing. They could have tried to get theirs, and no, they still tried to get him off. I thought that was pretty cool to watch.
Earlier in the day, the Bucks made a move to strengthen their defense, obtaining point guard Patrick Beverley from the Philadelphia 76ers for guard Cameron Payne and a second-round pick in 2027. Beverley is a three-time all-defensive team member who played for new Bucks coach Doc Rivers last year in Philadelphia and previously with the Clippers. In another move, the Bucks traded backup center Robin Lopez to Sacramento to clear a roster spot. The Bucks are right back at it tonight when the Charlotte Hornets come to town. Airtime is 6:30 on WJMC AM 1240 and FM 96.5. Timberwolves head west to play the Clippers in L.A. Monday night, opening a three-game swing on the coast. Bojan Bogdanovic left Detroit to join a now even more formidable contender in New York. Gordon Hayward is leaving Charlotte for one of the NBA's best surprise stories this season in Oklahoma City. Doug McDermott was once traded by Indiana to San Antonio, and now the Spurs have shipped him back to the Pacers. None of those shooters were making playoff plans when yesterday started. Trade deadline day in the NBA gave them and plenty of other players an entirely new outlook, plus might have even reshaped the start of the playoff push as well. Lamar Jackson was a near unanimous choice for his second AP NFL MVP award announced at NFL Honors last night in Las Vegas. Christian McCaffrey ran away with the AP Offensive Player of the Year award. Miles Garrett beat out TJ Watt for the AP Defensive Player of the Year award. CJ Stroud won Offensive Rookie of the Year in a landslide. Texans defensive end Will Anderson Jr. won the Defensive Rookie of the Year award. The Browns took home four awards. Quarterback Joe Flacco was Comeback Player of the Year. Coach Kevin Stefanski edged DeMeco Ryans for Coach of the Year honors by one first-place vote. Browns defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz won the AP Assistant Coach of the Year award. First-time candidate Julius Peppers headlines the 2024 Pro Football Hall of Fame class that has a distinctive defensive feel. The star defensive end was joined by another elite pass rusher in Dwight Freeney and do-everything linebacker Patrick Willis in the modern era category announced last night. Prolific receiver Andre Johnson and dynamic returner Devin Hester also got voted into the hall from the group of 15 finalists. Two more defensive players got in on the senior category with linebacker Randy Gradishar and defensive tackle Steve McMichael getting the necessary 80% support. On the ice, the second-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team opens a two-game series at Bemidji State tonight. Coach Mark Johnson is pleased with the team's physical play of late.
I thought the pace was good, especially Saturday. I thought the pace was really fast, and it was competitive. It was physical, as we talked about. And, you know, it doesn't matter who you're playing or where you're playing. As we all know in our league, if you're going to have success, you know, you have to play at a high level. And, you know, we're in that space right now, and now we have to continue doing that.
The Badgers have clinched home ice for the upcoming WCHA playoffs. On the men's side, the fourth-ranked Badgers host Notre Dame tonight to open a two-game series. Brad Marchand and Danton Heinen scored shorthanded in the first period of the Boston Bruins, beat the Vancouver Canucks 4-0 in a matchup of the NHL's top two teams. The Minnesota Wild host Pittsburgh tonight in their first home game since January the 27th. High school scoreboard from last night in boys' hoops. Bloomer falls for only the second time this year. Fall Creek rolled over the Blackhawks 70-49. Spooner gets its third straight win, 51-41 over Ashland. Cameron holds on to a one-game lead in the heart of the North by beating Ladysmith 61-47, while Northwestern rolled over Barron. Osceola trails Prescott by one game in the middle border now. Osceola 39-37 over Ellsworth. Prescott beats Baldwin Woodville by five. Girls hoops, Eliana Shepley 16 points for the Rice Lake Warriors in a losing cause to River Falls 54-50, but Shepley now the all-time leading scorer in girls hoops history for the Warriors. It was Menominee over Chippewa Falls 75-28. Eau Claire Memorial beats Eau Claire North 70-37. The Mustangs and Old Abes are tied for the Big Rivers Conference lead. And in boys hockey, New Richmond, a winner over Rice Lake 4-1. Chippewa Falls beats Eau Claire Memorial in overtime 3-2. That's a look at sports from the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk. I'm Dave Tindall.